This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify before U.S. House lawmakers next month. On July 17th, the leader of the Russia probe will give his testimony in public sessions in front of the House Judiciary and intelligence panels. President Trump's lawyer Jay Sekulow says he doesn't expect any bombshells, as Mueller has previously said his final written report was his testimony.
There was no collusion, conspiracy with the Trump campaign. That was the legal conclusion reached by Bob Mueller. As it relates to obstruction of justice, as Bill Barr said so perfectly correct legally, no obstructive intent.
He spoke on NBC News. The House passing a $4.5 billion emergency funding package for the southern border. Democrats making last-minute changes to the bill, setting strict standards for conditions at migrant facilities. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here. Here and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Doug. If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tires.
Limo! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. Reaction to the escalation with Iran. Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
I hear my Democratic colleagues on the floor today were talking about all this, and they're acting as if when the Iran deal was in place, Iran was some peaceful or benign country that wasn't doing anything. Even with the deal in place, they were building rockets with increasing range and lethality and accuracy. They were supplying Hezbollah. They were standing up these Shia militias. They were destabilizing Yemen with the Houthis. They were conducting cyber attacks. And this is all with the deal in place, because the deal allowed them to do that.
Staying on Capitol Hill now, a group of 9/11 first responders meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an effort to get long-term 9/11 health funding passed, as so many people sick and dying as a result of exposure to all the toxins. The group telling reporters outside the Capitol it was a productive meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Chicago, police releasing disturbing new video of actor Jesse Smollett hours and hours pertaining to the investigation in the bogus attack detectives say he staged. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
70 hours of video footage and hundreds of files from the investigation into the actor's alleged attack earlier this year that he reported. Some of the video showing him with a white rope looped around his neck, which he had claimed attackers had placed on him. Smollett was indicted on multiple felony counts for allegedly staging the attack, but the charges were later dropped. A special prosecutor is now going to investigate the handling of the case, which could result in new charges against the actor.
It's the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Today marks 10 years since we lost a huge pop star. on Hollywood Boulevard, where Michael Jackson's star is located, fans came to take pictures and remember him. They spoke about his music.
He was a genius. I think there's really no other words.
They also spoke about his controversies.
It's there. It's just like hiding history. You can't do it.
Michael Jackson received a fatal dose of propofol and benzodiazepine and passed away a decade ago at his home on North Carrollwood Drive in Los Angeles. Fans have gathered at his home for a remembrance. There is also a vigil at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California, where he was laid to rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Down to a binary choice, ladies and gentlemen. It is not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way. Former senator and current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, Jim DeMint, is with us. Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Good to be back with you.
Hey, always good to have you on, sir. I appreciate it. We've got so much to talk about it. But, you know, the thing that we look at right now in line with, you know, what's happening with our culture and the responses that is going, it really comes down to me. I'm seeing a clear binary choice that has been set up by the Democrats. We've got, 25 candidates. We'll have 20 that'll be on display over the next couple of nights in Miami vying for the Oval Office. And, of course, it's loud and clear that they want to continue to buy votes. They're talking about spending more money by way of buying votes, but they're not talking about saving any money here, Jim.
No, the spending is out of control. Trump is facing a dilemma. He really can't run the country and fund the military unless he gives the Democrats a lot of new money, and the presidential candidates on the Democrat side are talking about spending a lot more, for giving student loans and, Medicare for all, and the Green New Deal is just incredible levels of debt and spending. And it, like you said, it's a pretty clear choice. You know, my question is, how many Americans are actually seeing the contrast here, which is so clear to those of us who look at it every day? But that's part of what you do every day is
right.
Tell people, and we're trying to do the same thing.
Well, Senator, let me say I'm greatly encouraged because what I'm hearing as I travel across the country is that, you know, a lot of this comes down to, you know, kitchen table issues. And the people are getting it, and they're looking at you know, at D.C., at the Beltway. I mean, if they ever saw it before as dysfunctional, I mean, it is over the top.
There's no question about it. I've been working here in D.C., been in the House, been in the Senate, been in think tanks, and still working with members every day. And I've never seen it anything like this. And it's certainly been a deteriorating situation for the last 6 or 8 years. And it's hard for me to imagine how it could come back together unless the American people really step up and begin to elect of very different kinds of people. I mean, we have an example of one person last week, Chip Roy, a new representative from Texas. All he wanted to do on spending bills of totaling trillions of dollars is to ask people to take votes so so that Americans could see what people were actually voting on. And he is despised by both parties right now because he wouldn't give consent to pass about 100 amendments with no votes.
Right.
And but that's the kind of person that we need now, that is just willing to take a stand and for common sense. And then what we need to do as a country and get his back, because in Washington, he's persona non grata right now just for making him spend a few hours voting on amendments.
Right, exactly. Well, it's about accountability. It's so easy for them to talk about it, but it translates to rhetoric because there's nothing behind it. They might as well just have a bumper sticker. I've often said that these bumper sticker slogans, that's about all the depth of sustenance that you get behind these ideas, because they often talk, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Schumer, talking about accountability, but where are they acting accordingly?
Exactly, and Republicans have to step up here. They're the only way to offer a choice to what I think is just the out of control leftist mentality on the Democrat side. And Republicans have to decide who they are. I think they've had consultants for years that tried to tell them they need to move left in order to win votes, when all the evidence is the opposite. When Republicans have a big wave, whether it's the Tea Party wave in 2010 or 2014, when they had a really a great election, it was just because candidates were out there running on solid conservative ideas. And we just need to help them follow through. They get up here and the leadership tells them, well, you can't really cut spending this time. After the next election, we'll work on it. But, you know, they're blowing through budget caps and everything that we've tried to put in place here.
Exactly.
So it's an important time up here for us to make some big choices.
Well, I think if anything that Donald Trump has proven to the Republicans is that courage works, does it not?
There's no question. And unfortunately, you can't change this system up here by being nice all the time. And so his personality, which is, you know, you can certainly criticize a lot of things he does, but the fact is, it's perfectly suited for a swamp here that's trying to stop any changes. And so the courage of Trump is contagious. And even being ornery about it is, you have to, I've tried being nice, and I try to be nice every day when I'm up here, but sometimes you just have to say, no, we're going anyway. We're going to
exactly.
do what we said we were going to do, and that's what Trump is doing.
Well, the fact of the matter is Democrats have been bullying Republicans for a long time. And we learned this in kindergarten, the first day in the sandbox, right? If you're bullied by somebody and if you took it, you're going to be tormented for the rest of your educational career. So we learn in that first day and that first encounter that you have to bully a bully. And this is what Trump has been doing. And I believe that Republicans, this is an opportunity for them to see, you know, follow his lead. You may not like his particular style, but, as my old mentor used to say to me, Jim, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. Look what this president's been able to do in less than 3 years. I mean, Barack Obama would have died to have half of what Donald Trump has accomplished in 8 years. But because of, you know, the lies and, he insists there was no scandals. I think he's rewriting history there because his administration was not scandal free. But Barack Obama gave us Donald Trump. And we can be thankful, you know, in all things, and particularly the way that this has worked out, because look what's happened. I mean, we have America back to work again. And I know you feel the same way, Senator, is that, you know, this is humanity. These are fellow citizens out there being productive, happier than they've been in a long time, because they're contributing to their families. They're out there working their back ends off, and, and they're having fun doing it. And you imagine if we had a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats. I've insisted on this, that our 3.2 GDP, we'd probably be looking at 4, maybe on the way to 5 right now.
You're right. And we could be growing and prospering and still becoming more fiscally sane here in Washington. We don't have to keep blowing money that is wasteful and we know doesn't work. And so if the Democrats need to step up, but the fact is, Bill, they have a completely different philosophy. They don't mind the deficits.
They want more government control, and they don't care if the economy is growing or not. If you're sending money back to the people, that's not what they want. We've got a real battle of philosophies up here right now.
And I think it's a clear choice, as we said earlier, Senator. We're going to be talking more with gentlemen. We're going to talk about this this latest immigration proposal. Actually, it was a bill passed by Nancy Pelosi in the House. It's going to Mitch McConnell, rather disappointing to say the least. But it's all under the guise and consistent as far as the Democrats are concerned. There's no way that they want to give President Trump a win. And I'm saying, hey, it's not about President Trump. It's the American people that deserve a win. Why not? More from Senator Jim DeMantle on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Values, faith,
lost service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Senator Jim DeMint continues with us, current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. Jim, you know, maybe I'm a bit naive, but gosh, I remember when I was growing up, it seemed that, you know, it only got real partisan, and I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats and all this political infighting, around election time. But anymore, it's like every day we're in a campaign cycle from the Beltway, and now it's us against them instead of, you know, the people that we've elected to office to do something, to work together for the betterment of America as a whole. But now, I mean, we're in situations right now where Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do anything whatsoever to help Donald Trump's, you know, reelection, or perceived that she's helping out in any way. I mean, the American people, you know, it's not important. You know, what's more important now is the Democratic Party, not the United States of America.
You're right, and if you disagree with anything on the left now, it's not a friendly disagreement. You are the enemy. I mean, you are a climate denier, or you are a racist. You're a bigot. I mean, the words they use now are very, very different than they were when I got to the House. And when I came to the House after being elected in 98, there were a lot of Democrats who we call blue dogs who we could work with, and they kind of served as a bridge. And like you said, most of the year you could work with the other party. We could introduce bills together. But the kind of the money behind the left now has taken them so far, and you'll hear it in the debate tonight, although I'm not going to watch it, but these guys are just trying to out-crazy each other. And what they're doing now, like you mentioned, the border bill that the House passed,
right,
is they've constructed this in a way that's going to make the situation worse, but they're going to say they did what Trump asked for. You know, he's asked for money for border enforcement, but they didn't give him any money for the beds and the way to confine people who've come to ask for asylum. So all that's left is to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And he cannot provide the humanitarian support there at the border. So all we're doing is inviting more chaos right now. And I'm convinced a lot of leftists are helping to fund this movement in Central America to entice people to come to our country, ask for asylum. And because of our laws, we can't turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, again, this bill is, while it pretends to spend billions of dollars, doesn't do hardly anything that the president asked for in the bill.
Well, and you bring up a good point here, Jim, and this has been asked several times, is where is all this money coming from that's bringing in, you know, thousands of people to our southern border and storming it the way it is? These people can ill afford it. I mean, look at it. Even if you go straight up and you're paying coyotes, you know, you're talking $7,000-$12,000 there.
Right.
And meanwhile, you know, as far as the sex traffickers and drug runners and gang members are concerned, this is an HR opportunity for them, because here they get to stand there and they're looking at all the human resources that are coming through there, and the cute young girls, boy, they're putting them in line number one. The young boys with a little bit of strength, hey, you're in line number two. And they're setting up these kids and these immigrants, you know, for nothing that looks anything like the American dream. It's all about, you know, the most evil thing that could be possibly imagined, you know, from sex trafficking and drug running.
Yeah, I mean, if they come here under the asylum umbrella bill, they not only can get the normal benefits of welfare and Medicaid and food stamps, they can actually sign up for income tax credits, whether they're working or not. And often they can be making more directly and indirectly than the people who are actually working in this country. So we've created this pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, and now we've got people from Africa and the Middle East and everyone coming through Central America, because we've created such big incentives for them to make this trip.
Of course, people will do that which they get rewarded for, and we're rewarding them quite handsomely, and they're discovering, once again, there's gold in them, there are hills, but it's not the gold they even have to dig for, huh?
You're right. This is not fair to the future of America. And if Americans don't think they're paying for this, they will pay for it. They'll pay for it in lost jobs and just the incredible amount of money that we're going to have to spend to take care of these folks, because the average illegal who comes in here, as their education is less than the eighth grade. And we've got a lot of people in America we can't take care of right now who are citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that we can just keep being a charity program for the world is just not fair to anyone who's here and working and is an honest-to-goodness American citizen.
Well, Jim, to your point, the people that are getting affected most are the minority communities. I mean, people come from, Latin American countries. You know, the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. You think they're going to go hang out in Beverly Hills or Westchester County somewhere? You know, go to Maryland? You know, no, they're going to go into these poverty areas because they speak the language. They can adapt there. And they're going to impact those local communities. This is why the Hispanics in these local communities are up in arms. You know, to your very point, they're losing jobs. Resources that were heretofore available to them are now less because of, these illegals that are coming in. You know, a combination of illegals and the asylum seekers.
You're right. I mean, I talked to someone yesterday in Texas, a large construction business. About 60% of their workforce is Hispanic, and they've basically displaced other minorities as they've come, and they'll work cheaper. A lot of them want to come, and they get kind of invited into construction or hospitality unions or agriculture mm-hmm. unions. So the left loves it because they join unions, and then they try to figure out how they can get them to vote,
right,
even if they're not citizens. And so we're counting them in the census as American citizens right now because we don't ask citizenship questions. And what that does is sanctuary states like California, they have probably somewhere between 6 and 10 congressional seats that they shouldn't have if you actually only counted citizens.
Exactly. You see, and this is all the stuff that's going on right now. You know, as you and I were talking about off air with the whistleblower evidence, or at least the reveal of what the whistleblower regarding Google. I mean, it's very concerning, you know, because the Democrats have lost their mind. They're doing everything they can to block the reelection of President Trump. And at this point, Google has said, and whether it's Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the same way, because they're all, they're all populated by liberal people, and they think one way, and that is that it is their way. There's no room for conservative thought, and Donald Trump is an anathema to them, and they're all in to put their elbows on the, forget about thumbs, it's elbows on the scales, whatever they can do to influence. So forget about whatever, you know, Vladimir Putin may or may not have done with $150,000 in social media, which is laughable, what they're going to do. And it's all excuse because the end justifies the means as far as they're concerned. And so what happens to the credibility of the whole voting process, Jim?
Yeah, well, our democracy doesn't work unless the citizens can get honest to goodness truth about what's going on and who the candidates really are and what they believe. And despite the internet and the openness there, because of just what you said, the leftist mentality is it's getting harder and harder for people to really know what's going on. And mm-hmm. and that's what I hear around the country is people keep asking, how do I know what's going on? I don't know. What's the news source that I can go to? And frankly, talk radio is one of the few things that folks can trust. They can generally.
For right now, Jim, but the pressure is on us. We're in the crosshairs.
Well, yeah, because you depend on advertising, and every time you depend on advertising, corporate America's tried to squeeze you.
Yes.
So I appreciate all of you out there who are surviving and trying to get the truth out.
Well, that's what this show is all about, and I love the idea that we're independent. So this gives us some a lot of latitude in much the same way that President Trump is. I mean, he's not beholden to all the K Street influence and some of the other things that have been traditional influencers on the Beltway. And this is what makes it a bit refreshing and challenging for those, as you say, in the deep state that have been used to business as usual. But there's new management and new sheriff in town, and let's see if the people can keep it going, right?
Exactly.
Former senator and current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, Senator Jim DeMint. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify before U.S. House lawmakers next month. On July 17th, the leader of the Russia probe will give his testimony in public sessions in front of the House Judiciary and intelligence panels. President Trump's lawyer Jay Sekulow says he doesn't expect any bombshells, as Mueller has previously said his final written report was his testimony.
There was no collusion conspiracy with the Trump campaign. That was the legal conclusion reached by Bob Mueller. As it relates to obstruction of justice, as Bill Barr said so perfectly correct legally, no obstructive intent.
He spoke on NBC News. The House passing a $4.5 billion emergency funding package for the southern border. Democrats making last-minute changes to the bill, setting strict standards for conditions at migrant facilities. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Two hot nights in Miami starting tonight. We've got 10 candidates on stage, 20 in total over the two nights. Five are sitting it out, and they'll be at home watching with popcorn and anything else to get them through the night. Some of us also will find it a bit enjoyable, as much as we can handle. Bill Pascoe is with us, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Could be a lot of fun, Bill, huh? What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it, Bill.
It's going to be
a good two nights. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'll be Oprah Winfrey on steroids. You know, free college for you, or you're gay. Okay. Yeah. Reparations for you. Anybody else need reparations for you too? Reparations for everybody. Why not, huh? Whatever I can do to buy the vote.
This is what I think we're going to see over two nights. We've got 20 of the 25 because. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you remember Admiral Joe Sestak, who ran for the Senate in Pennsylvania several years ago, then ran for governor?
Mm-hmm.
He lost both times, by the way. But apparently you no longer have to win races at the lower level to consider yourself qualified to run for president, as Beto O'Rourke has demonstrated. You can lose a race, a statewide race, and think that you're qualified to run for president. So Joe Sestak is now running for president, believe it or not, in case you missed that over the weekend.
Right, exactly. Or you could be a mayor of two different cities that's an absolute disaster, and your people are saying, we don't want you to run. We don't want, you know, what's happening in our city to be brought to the entire country, so don't bother. But yet they'll be on the stage.
Well, here's what I think we're going to learn from the 20 candidates that we'll see over the next two nights. We're going to learn there's two kinds of Democrats. There's Democrats that will tell you up front, I'm a socialist. And then there's Democrats who really are socialists, but they'll deny it publicly.
Mm, right.
Because they are all bought into this hard left rhetoric now. They're all in favor of eliminating private insurance for 180 million, private health insurance for 180 million people and forcing them into government-run healthcare. They're all in favor of free student loans for everybody who wants to go to college. We've now got two of them are now talking about wiping out $1.6 trillion in debt that's already been taken on by people who went to college.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, you know, what about all the people who took on student loan debt and paid it off because they thought that was good for themselves and their own lives, their ability mm-hmm. to build a family and get a better job. They thought a college degree would help them
right.
have a better life. So they took
well,
on
that's
debt
the, that's
and
the next group.
Off.
That's the next group of reparations, Bill. You know, because we have to right that wrong, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, coming soon.
The problem is what they'll find out eventually, as Margaret Thatcher said years ago, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money to spend.
Well, Bill, this should not be any surprise for people. I mean, we've reported on the show, for the last 3-4 years. Thank you very much, Trevor Loudon, who's done an incredible amount of research. And he said, Bill, you know, there's over 100 elected Democrats on the Beltway right now that are card-carrying Democratic socialists. I mean, they are affiliated with the Communist Party. And that is a fact. And so what's happened now with this free flowing of ideas on the Democratic side, the veil is torn back. I mean, there's no hiding it anymore. As you say, you have some people who come out. I mean, it's like they're coming out of the closet, so to speak. And they're proud about it, and here it is. So, you know, people need to understand what that means, because as I was talking with Senator Jim DeMint just a moment ago, Bill, it's come down to a binary choice. Either you want freedom and ownership of property, or you're going to turn it over to the government and the Democrats who say they know better than all of us. And along with that, you know, we talk about Venezuela. Well, you take a look at any other socialist country on the planet today, and let me tell you, that is the future of America if the Democrats get their way.
The Democrats are all about equality. They want equality for everybody. And as Churchill pointed out decades ago, the inherent vice of socialism is the equal sharing of misery.
Right.
That's what history has shown socialism produces. It mm-hmm. produces misery.
Right.
It doesn't lift up the lower classes. It works to make everybody equal by tearing down the upper and the middle classes and making everybody into lower class. Sure, if all you want is equality, we can do that. We can have government confiscate everything.
Sure.
We can have government confiscate bank accounts and real property. We can have government confiscate that stuff, and everybody will be equal. Sure,
yeah.
They'll be equally miserable.
I
think that's what the American people want.
Yeah, welcome to the world of mediocrity. Who wants mediocrity, Bill?
Not Americans. That's not the American ethos. The American dream is that every generation can
mm-hmm.
take what the current generation has done and build on it and have a better life.
Right.
That's what we've been doing generation after generation after generation. And it's free markets and free men and women who have been able to do that.
Yeah.
That's what history demonstrates. And if that's the choice that voters have in 2020, I'm confident that America's best days are still in front of us.
Well, and they've got to be discerners of what is being presented out there, as you say. I mean, can you imagine, let's just put it in sports terms. You know, the women, of course, right now competing in soccer. And, you know, we'll just have a mediocre women's soccer team. We'll just have a mediocre USA Olympic basketball team or anybody that participates. It'll all just be mediocre. Because that's what they do, right? And that is the mindset.
But that's not what Americans want.
No, of course.
Americans are some of the most competitive people on the planet. We love a competition.
Right.
You know, I mean, for a year, what's our biggest television audience of the year? It's for a game.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
It's a competition. That's mm-hmm. what we tune into.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So these things are endemic, as you say, and they're part of the DNA of Americans. You know, this is why, you know, they work harder. This is why American businesses or businesses who have, you know, emigrated overseas because of the oppressive tax laws that were going on. But now, thank you, Donald Trump, he comes to town and says, look, we're going to bring you back home. We're putting out the, you know, the red carpet for you. Come back home where you belong. And a lot of these businesses said, heck yeah. I mean, to get back and deal with the American work effort, you know, and what they do, you know, hardworking Americans, this has been our tradition. Heck yeah, I'd much rather be back home. Just make it worth my while than get these taxes, all these things that have been blocking my businesses, these taxes and regulations out of the way, and I'm coming home quick.
Yep. You're absolutely right. I just saw a statistic a couple weeks ago. The first 2 years of the Trump administration compared to the last 2 years of the Obama administration on the creation of manufacturing jobs, six times as many manufacturing jobs created in the first 2 years of the Trump administration as were created in the last 2 years of the Obama administration.
Of course, and the economist for Obama would say, we started that. And we handed that over to Trump, you know, and trying to take credit for it. All right, getting back to Miami, who comes out a winner? Do you have a forecast here?
Well, I think, so we've got two nights. We've got 10 candidates tonight and 10 candidates tomorrow night. I think one of the winners has already been determined by the luck of the draw, and that is Elizabeth Warren, who's going to be center stage tonight. And she's on stage with the kiddie table, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's going to dominate the debate tonight. Beto O'Rourke got a lucky draw because he gets to go up against Elizabeth Warren and not have to worry about being on stage and fighting for airtime with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. So Beto got a lucky draw. Mm-hmm. He gets to position himself against Warren. Tomorrow night, I think it's actually kind of a dangerous night for Biden.
I think so, too.
Biden is a guy, Biden is a guy who is known for putting his foot in his mouth. The last 3 weeks of this campaign have been dominated by his comments on the Hyde Amendment, you know, whether or not we'll use federal taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions, which has been the policy for more than 40 years of the federal government has been we don't use federal taxpayer dollars to pay for abortion. That's something that Joe Biden voted for 30-odd years while he was in the Senate. Mm-hmm. That's something he supported until the left wing of his party a couple weeks ago made it clear to him that that wasn't going to fly anymore, and that if he wanted to be a Democrat in good standing in 2019, he better support using taxpayer funds for abortion, and he flipped in 24 hours.
Well, and things are going to be tough.
Because of a gap.
Yeah, and Bill, things are going to be tough. You got 5 to 7 minutes per person during this debate. That doesn't give anybody a lot of time. So we're going to see how it plays out, so stay tuned. Bill Pasco, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
thousands
it.
Of aspiring
thank
authors
you,
teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can
help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Moore joins us now, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about those dirty little secrets of the Green New Deal, huh?
Well, first of all, it's gigantically expensive, and right. You know we estimate that the that agenda could cost trillions of dollars over the next 5 or 10 years. But more importantly, you know, there's no way to have a Green New Deal if we don't have the minerals that we need. You know, the strategic minerals that are required for batteries, for solar panels, for wind turbines, for also necessary for our telecommunications, our cell phones, all of that stuff really requires these strategic minerals. And right now we're almost wholly dependent on China and Russia for those minerals, even though we have more of them than any other country in the world.
Exactly. And China is threatening to cut us off of those minerals, are they not?
Exactly. As part of the trade negotiations, China is now, remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but I am, in the 1970s when the Arabs, had the embargo of oil against us and it crippled our economy. Well, now they're threatening, we've got the Chinese and the Russians threatening the same thing with the minerals. And, it's really preposterous when you think about it that we're dependent on our two enemies for these vital resources when we have so many of them here in the United States. And I would make the case, by the way, that if we were mining for these minerals, we estimate there's as much as $5 to $6 trillion of these minerals. That would mean a lot of jobs, a lot of economic growth, we could use some of the royalties that, because a lot of the minerals are on federal land, so we could, the government could charge royalties to these companies, and so we could actually reduce our national debt. So it's a win-win-win, and yet we're not doing it.
Exactly. Well, by the way, thank you very much for thinking I'm not old enough to know. So, hey, I'll take that as a compliment. You made my day. That's okay. No, hey, I went through it. I was there in the 70s, a little bit later, too, when it was odd and even days going to the gas tanks. Remember those days?
Yeah. And
how much
because,
fun was that?
You know, the Arabs used the, you know, they had that cartel, OPEC, that could, you know, deny us the energy we needed. And we would have thought we would have learned the lesson that we'd never want to be dependent on other countries for our vital resources. And yet, here we are, the country richest in the world in mineral resources in Wyoming and California and Connecticut and Montana, and yet we're not using those resources, and it's just a waste, and it's a missed opportunity for the U.S.
Well, look what we've done with oil. You know, thank God President Trump. I mean,
exactly.
Steve, you imagine if we were having to deal with what we're looking at right now with Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, and having to be so beholden to the oil going through that channel?
Well, is that a great point? You know, you're exactly right. And, you know, that's why these people say, oh, no fracking, you know, no horizontal drilling, no shale oil and gas. I mean, what do they want? They want the United States to be dependent on all of these other, you know, nations like Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Russia for our oil and gas. I mean, thank God we have the shale revolution. And by the way, that's made America the number one producer in the world now of oil and gas, which is a wonderful and welcome development. And my point is, Bill, we can do the same thing with minerals that we've done with oil. We, instead of importing the stuff, we could be exporting it.
Exactly. How far away, realistically, if we push the pedal to the metal, could we be in realizing
that? That's a good question because, you know, I was looking at some and talking to people in the mining, you know, the U.S. mining agency, and they were saying, you know, in the U.S. it can take 10 years to get a mining permit. 10 years.
Wow.
You know, and these other countries like Australia.
Hey, that's why they're all going, that's why they're opening up lemonade stands because they can do that now a little bit sooner, right?
Yeah.
Comparatively.
So, you know, and I looked at other countries, you know, you know, China, Russia, you know, Australia, the African countries, they can do it in 6 months. And so, you know, that puts us at a real disadvantage. And the point of my piece was the irony of this, which is that you can't have a green energy revolution without these minerals, and yet we can't have the minerals because the environmentalists won't let us mine for them.
Exactly. So then, but, you know, hey, what's $30, $60 trillion amongst friends? I guess that'll make that happen. You know, the dangerous thing, Steve, see if this impacts you the same way, is AOC, who gets a lot of notoriety from her tweets, versus Donald Trump, who also gets a tremendous amount of notoriety and power from his tweeting as well.
Right.
The difference between the two is Donald Trump's tweets have substance. What AOC is doing, she's getting attention, but then when you get into detail of what she wants, it's like, you know, for somebody who is an econ graduate, you know, it's like, wait a minute, did you like even go to class to get your degree or what?
Well, the problem is she has so many degrees that she, you know, and it's only the PhDs in economics that don't understand this stuff about, you know, how important it is we use our energy resources. It's caused a total renaissance. I just got back from Ohio. Ohio is now booming today because they are the center of the natural gas revolution with the Marcellus Shale there. And, of course, in Texas, we have Midland, Texas, and the, you know, amazing amount of oil that's coming out of that great state, and it's just that's the Permian Basin there, and you should be doing it in California. We should be doing it all over the country and producing. And by the way, we're doing it in a very environmentally sensitive way. In fact, as we produce more natural gas, did you know this? Our carbon emissions are going down.
Exactly. No, I was aware of this. This is the thing. You know, I've said the dynamic tension of the two arguments is important. It's good to have both discussions in there. But because of the environmentalists and what they did, they really pushed, you know, the oil producers, you know, into coming up with fracking and coming up with safer ways in which to extract oil. So this has been a positive deliberation of the dynamic tension of the two sides. But we need to continue to move in a progressive manner, right?
Now they won't let us build the infrastructure we need for things like the pipelines, the LNG terminals. You know, we should be able to get this oil and gas all over the country, let alone all over the world. And yet now they're blocking the pipelines, which is, by the way, by far the most environmentally friendly way to transport gas and oil is through pipelines. But they
we don't want to put them on rails.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, that's actually much more unsafe. And so, you know, my point is, look, we all care about clean air, clean water. We all want to do something to make sure we our climate, you know, does not change change in a dramatic way, but we could do that in a way that doesn't shut down our economy. And the Green New Deal would literally shut down our economy.
Mm-hmm. And to me, that just seems to be such an academic consideration, Steve, but because of ideology, and this is the problem that we have in our country right now, you get people that are so fixed in their ideology, you know, nobody's meeting in the middle to have a reasonable conversation. I say nobody, that's not totally true. There are some people that are reasonable meeting in the middle, having the discussion, and they're frustrated at the two other sides, the two other groups that are, you know, ideologically fixed. It's frustrating. It's holding back our progress, and what we could do with a little bit of, Steve, you imagine, I was just talking to somebody else, you imagine if we had just any kind of bit of cooperation right now at 3.2 GDP, I think we'd be looking at 4, maybe on our way to 5 right now if we had just a little bit of cooperation.
Well, that's so true. And, you know, energy is the master resource, right? Everything that we have is derivative of energy. The microphone you're talking into, the telephone, the cell phone I'm talking into, the computer I'm tapping on, the lunch that I ate today, all of that, you can't have that without energy. And we are so blessed in this country with cheap, abundant, and clean energy, and we're not using it. And it's just tomfoolery. I mean, you know, the AOC and some of these other candidates like Joe Biden, they want 100% renewable energy. I mean, can you imagine trying to power a $20 trillion industrial economy that makes steel and manufactured products and autos and technology with windmills? I mean, is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
And the unfortunate part of that is when they say things like that, it stops the discussion because it says that you're not in the realm of reality. That's the downside of their argument. But it's the result of, 24, 25 candidates running for president. And so, they're like Oprah Winfrey on steroids. I mean, everybody's getting a car, free tuition. We're taking care of every illegal that comes into the country. What else can we give in order to get their vote, right?
Yeah, it's very sad because the cleanest forms of energy, obviously, are natural gas, which is a super clean form of energy, and of course nuclear power. They don't want to build any nuclear power plants either, you know. So it's an unfortunate thing, but it's not going to be too bad. We just won't be able. If according to AOC's plan, we won't have airplanes, we won't have cars, we won't have energy development, but we'll have a cleaner environment according to her. By the way, that's not even not true. When you have poverty, energy poverty leads to worse environment, not a better environment.
So, exactly.
They will actually lead to more poverty and a dirtier environment. Look at the countries that are poor around the world. They don't have clean air and clean water.
Right. Exactly. No, this is what I mean. The argument is so empirical. If you have any kind of basic understanding, you don't have to be a genius about it. But when you get emotional and you're talking ideologically, you go to these kind of silly things. But look at, this week we're going to hear from, 20 of the 25 candidates.
Yep.
And they're going to be upping the ante. They keep pushing each other further and further to the left that I guess the whole wing is going to fall off the plane here eventually.
Well, I think the American people are, intelligent enough to understand that, we cannot shut down American energy, that it's been a huge boon to us. It keeps us safe. I mean, why would we want to be – the people who are most in favor of the Green Revolution in the United States are the Russians and the Chinese and the Arabs and all these other countries who don't want us to produce energy because they want us to be dependent on them.
Exactly.
I wonder if AOC is, or Green New Deal is getting money from the Iranians and the Iraqis and the Saudis and the Russians and the other countries. They'd love to see shale oil and gas go away.
Well, of course. Well, God only knows. We may find that out down the road. It never fails.
Yeah, let's find out where does the Sierra Club get its money? Where does Environmental Defense Fund? Who's funding these groups? I mean, it's interesting because a lot of the people who are funding them are people who made major, billions of dollars investment in wind and solar power, so they want the competition to go away through government regulation. But the good news is Trump is, actually reversing a lot of these regulations, and so we're becoming more and more energy independent every day. And I live in Virginia. We're a coal state. Even coal is making a comeback, and we have clean coal. We have the cleanest coal in the world. Meanwhile, they want to shut down coal plants in the United States in places like Virginia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Every time we shut down a coal plant here, China and India and Vietnam build 10 coal plants. How does that solve the climate change problem?
Exactly. Without mining, there's no green revolution, Steve Moore says. Steve, where can they go for more information?
Go to heritage.org, and Bill, always appreciate the opportunity to come on your show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were...